Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. With us today, Steve Hamilton, the executive director of the nation's Ford Land Trust, which, thank heavens, is here preserving green space for future generations. The job he's had here a couple of years or so. So, Steve, welcome to Straight Talk. Happy New Year and all that stuff to you.
Thanks for having me, Manny.
Tell everybody a little bit about Steve Hamilton.
Well, I'm a longtime resident of York County, been here since 1978. Recently had sold my environmental business in Charlotte and kind of semi-retired, but been on the board of Nation Ford Land Trust for about 20 years now, and when the past executive director retired, I took over about 2 years ago as executive director with the Land Trust.
Couldn't get away from it, huh?
Couldn't get away from it.
There are so many new people coming into our community every week. Let's take a little bit of time and explain what the Nation Ford Land Trust is, where it started, what have you been doing?
Well, Nation Ford Land Trust started in 1989. A group of concerned citizens got together and started the land trust. Basically, what we do is we try to acquire land and acquire conservation easements on properties. To date, we have over 15,000 acres that we either own or that we have the conservation easements on.
Well, that's quite a bunch of land.
We started last year with 10,000. This particular year has been fantastic for us. We've added 5,000 acres this year.
I bet you 2,000 of those were a thing called Riverbend.
Exactly. That and the Stuck property in York County. Those two major projects really boosted our inventory.
So let's break that down. The land that you actually own represents roughly what percentage of that 15,000?
Well, we probably own about 400 acres of land that we own, and the remainder is the conservation easements.
All right. So when it comes time to buy, when you actually buy a parcel of land, where's your source of funds for that?
Well, we typically don't buy it. They're usually gifted to us.
All right.
We will help out on the conservation easements themselves. We will help contribute to make those projects happen, but typically we are gifted the properties.
All right. And the normal process would be, if I'm gifting you whatever, let's say 100 acres, I get to use it as long as I'm alive or not?
If we own it fee simple, then it becomes our property.
Okay.
If you gift a conservation easement, yes, you certainly use the land and own the land and use it as much as you like in farming, timbering, hunting, fishing, whatever you want to do on the properties.
Right. So that's the more popular route.
That's the more popular route, yes.
But what the easement does, if I understand this right, once everybody's signed it, that's it. You cannot use that for any other purpose except what you're doing.
The word is in perpetuity, and that means forever. And basically, they own the property. You can use it to hunt on, to fish on. You can farm it. What you can't do is put a residential development on it. You can't put a gas station on it, no strip malls, anything like that. So it's green forever at this point.
Do the properties that you're putting easements on, would they, let's just say somebody had 100 acres and they had their house on there, could they put that into an easement?
Yes, the house can remain. In fact, you can have, say if you had 500 acres and you wanted to subdivide it to your grandkids or whatever, each of those 100 acres could have a 2 to 3 acre homestead on it.
So there is some kind of formula that says?
There is a formula, yes.
Per however how many acres, you can have one house.
That's
but
right.
It has to be owned by the family?
Yes.
Can't be my buddy down the street.
No. Yeah, it has to stay in the family, yes.
That works pretty interesting. So, all right, so the big hit, I would gather, in 2020 was the Riverbend property with the county?
That was actually the second largest.
Get out of here.
Believe that. Yes, that's exactly right.
Who was bigger than that one?
The Stuck property was 2,700 acres. That was part of the Greenbelt area that we're building around the city of York. Robert and his wife, Robert Stuck and his wife, were the contributors of that conservation easement.
Well, how about that, York County, who came in second place?
Well, we'll take that. The York County property, of course, is 1,900 acres, and the easement is 1,700 acres. But between those two, that was a great big basket of properties for us to obtain.
What does the landowner, besides making sure that the property stays the way it is, are there any tax advantages to putting this into an easement?
Yes, there's a pretty remarkable tax easement that's available, or tax incentive that's available. You're able to write off 50% of your income for over 15 years based on the amount of the easement value.
So part of the process then is to come out and put a sticker value on this piece of property?
There are two appraisals done. One is the appraisal of the value of the land as it is now, and then there's an appraisal value of the property once the conservation easement is in place on it, and that difference is what you're able to write off.
So you're saying that normally after the easement is put on it, the value of the property is going to go up?
The value of the property goes down.
That's what I'm going to say.
So
yeah.
That's what the tax... That's what that difference is. What the
loss? The loss is what you get. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So if you lose $100,000 in the value of the property, you could take $50,000 of that off the first year, $50,000 off the next year.
Yes.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's pretty attractive.
Yeah.
And you get to keep the property.
And you get to keep the property and sell the property.
Sell it? How does that work?
Well, you sell it with the conservation easement on it, so the new buyer would buy it with a conservation easement in place, so that they are restricted with the same restrictions that are in place when you purchase it.
Have you seen that happen? I mean, does a conservation easement help or hurt the resale of a property?
Well, it's a different property that somebody's buying. So now they're buying a property that is going to be, you know, green in perpetuity. What's interesting, though, the properties around conservation easements, their values go up 10-15%.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, for example, the properties around the Anclos Springs Greenway or the Stuck property in York, around the city of York, all those properties have been elevated. Their values go up because of those green spaces around them.
All right. Now, just so people have a point of reference, if we take a look at the Anne Springs Close Greenway, which is probably the best known big chunk of property.
Yeah.
That the Close family, particularly the matriarch, Anne, made sure that was reserved to keep Charlotte from coming and gobbling us all up.
Right.
That's how many acres is that?
That one's about 16. That property is 1,981 acres.
All right, 1,900 acres.
Yeah.
So that is an easement?
That's an easement, yes.
All right. So in that particular configuration, all the things that they are constantly doing there, they're allowed to do because it's still basically maintaining the same landscape of the property.
Correct. In fact, so John Gordon, the executive director of the Greenway, and I took a tour the other day, and my job is to make sure that nothing has been changed with regards to the easement and everything's in place, and they were given a clean bill of health with that one.
So is that something you have to do with all these properties?
Yes, they all have to be inspected annually.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if you go out and you find out somebody has constructed something they weren't supposed to construct, what happens then?
Right. Well, typically it's a neighbor who's adding a shed or something onto a property, and we ask them to take it down and remove it.
A neighbor?
Yeah. An adjoining piece of property or something like that. Usually,
right.
Typically the property owners themselves don't do things like that, but encroachment by neighbors will do something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So an annual inspection is part of the deal.
Yes, right.
In perpetuity. And if by some chance you were to run into somebody who, let's just say on a resale, basically didn't like you and what you were saying, then they run the risk of losing that easement?
Well, we would take them to court and have whatever infraction they did, removed, have a court order to have something removed. So the easement is there in perpetuity. They can't change that.
They can't change it. Once that's done, it's done.
That's correct.
All right. So you're sitting now with 15,000 acres. Big year for you this past year.
Yes.
Almost 5,000 acres added.
Yeah.
What's 2021 looking like?
2021, right at this point, it's a blank slate. We're out there always looking for new properties, and projects do happen, and they'll come along, and so we will try to seek some properties out that we have an eye on. But at this point, we're in a holding pattern.
But I would imagine word of mouth would really help you out tremendously. I mean, if you've got a number, I don't know how many property owners this represents, but with all the things you've told me here in the last 10 or 12 minutes, I think that would be very interesting for a lot of people out there that have got land holdings that don't want to see them become subdivisions.
You're right, and that's exactly how a lot of these projects do come about, is that an adjoining property owner that has a conservation permit will let his neighbor know what has been done, and then we will go and talk to them and try to convince them to put their property in conservation easement. So that happens.
So when the conversation gets started with somebody who has a piece of dirt that they want to put into an easement, how long does it take from discussion number one to signing of the easement papers?
It usually takes about a year, although we did one project this year in Fairfield County. Typically, we try to work in York County, but we will take properties outside of York County. That one started in, as I recall, about June, and we were able to finish that one in December. So that one was 6 months, and that's about as quick as we can get one done.
And the reason it takes that long?
We have to have appraisals done. We have to have environmental studies done. We have to have just the paperwork, writing the easements, negotiating with the landowner. It just takes that long to get things done.
And you would guess that the average cost for doing this would be what?
Depending on the size of property, the costs vary, but between $20,000 and $40,000 is a typical number.
Now, is that a responsibility of the person seeking the easement, or do you help out with that? How does that work?
It's typically the person seeking the easement pays that fee.
Right.
However, we do have sources that we can go to and help with that.
Help defray some of that.
Yes. For example, York County Forever has helped with a couple of easements this year.
Right. Well, that's interesting. I want you to give us a little bit of an understanding of what the difference is between the Nation Ford Land Trust and York County Forever.
York County Forever is a county commission. They are appointed commissioners, and it's their duty. It's their job to receive the funds that the county puts into the York County Forever funds and doles out that money in any fashion that they want to do. Typically, they have tried to purchase properties, but more recently, they help Nation Ford Land Trust when we are acquiring conservation easements. We'll help fund those conservation easements, that $20,000 to $30,000 I was talking about.
Right.
They will help fund that, relieve the burden on a property owner so they don't have that expense.
So you all kind of work hand-in-hand.
We work hand-in-hand. In fact, I am an ad hoc member of the York County Forever Commission.
Right. And I don't know whether maybe you do know this. York County Forever roughly has how many acres preserved in one fashion or another?
Well, they're not as big as Nation Ford Land Trust because we've got properties outside of their venue, but they've probably, they're in that 8,000-acre range, I would think, that they've preserved and had a hand in obtaining.
All right. All right, so what is your biggest challenge as you go out? Well, I think I know the answer to this. Your biggest challenge would be developers who want to take large tracts of land and turn them into subdivisions?
Yes, we're always trying to work with them. Maybe they have properties adjoining those properties that they can put into easement, so we don't want to be negative towards them in any way, but we certainly want to work with them, and if they've got properties they can help us with, we work with developers on that.
But that must be a hard sell, because if you got a landowner who's, and a developer's talking to him about whatever, $20,000 to $30,000 an acre for a piece of property,
yeah,
or more,
yeah,
That's tough.
In the Fort Mill Township area, it's very tough. When you get out further out of Rock Hill and in the York County areas, it's a little easier.
Right. Because we really are. We're very urbanized, very urbanized east of 274 and very rural west of 274. So
correct, yeah.
So do you try, when you say you try to work with developers, how does that happen? Because my guess is they probably might be a step ahead of you in terms of having a foothold into a property seller's front door.
Yeah, you're right about that. The developers know where the prime properties are. They know the properties that they want to obtain, and we look at the same properties they look at, and it's kind of a first come, first in line, whoever gets there first kind of thing. But typically, we can't pay the monies that they can pay for those properties.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. So you have to appeal to their, what would you say, their objectivity of being a good citizen in York County.
Yeah, their altruistic values.
Altruistic, yeah. A good word. But and what they're weighing is the value of that tax write-off compared to the income they would get from the developer.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we have fresh subs and salads 7 days a week prepared right before your eyes. And the magical way, Charlie, we do this is 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing the new Stream TV from Comporium. Stream TV is cutting-edge entertainment that fits the way you live today. Watch your favorite movies and shows anytime, anywhere. No set-top box required. Pause, restart, or replay live TV up to 3 days later. And carry a world of entertainment in your pocket with cloud DVR. Stream TV is TV set free. No wires, no boxes. Learn more online at Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Want it? Buy it with a credit card from Founders Federal Credit Union. With low rates, no annual fee, and various card options, you can't go wrong. And keeping up with your card activity has never been easier. Simply open Founders online or the Founders app. Visit foundersfcu.com/visa for more information and to apply for a Founders credit card today. Not a Founders member? Visit Relax, joinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Steve Hamilton is with us. He is the executive director of the nation's Ford Land Trust, which, thank heavens, has preserved about 15,000 acres of green space here throughout York County so that it doesn't become a housing subdivision. Banner year in 2020. Brought on about 5,000 additional acres, half of which was the new county's Riverbend project, and the other half, of course, was the Stuck property. Yeah. Stuck property. Okay. Well, speaking of some new things that have come online, it was interesting to see a picture of Murray White, and a piece of property has been, dedicated in his name.
Yes. Murray White is our longtime founding member of Nation Ford Land Trust.
Former member of the York County Council.
He was chairman at one time as well. In December of 2018, we received a 158-acre property down off of Vernsdale Road. And right from the beginning, the board wanted to dedicate this property to Murray White for his conservation efforts through all these many years. And so this past December, on December 2nd, as a matter of fact, we had the dedication service for that. But we're taking it a step further. Rather, we're calling it the Murray White Preserve, but we're actually taking it a step further. We want this property actually to be a money fund-generating operation for us. So we're going to put about 50 acres of that into timber production so that a board 20 to 30 years from now will have a bonus fund that they can... If they need the monies, they can timber that property and get $7,500,000 and use it for their time at that time. And additionally, we're partnering with the Greenway Waste Solution, who are the Griffin brothers out of Cornelius, North Carolina, who actually dedicated the property to the Nation Ford Land Trust. We're going to be partnering with them to process in a compost site the Rock Hill yard waste. We're going to be leasing the property back to them and then generating monthly income for the land trust. So we're pretty excited about that. This property is going to be a source of income for the land trust.
All right, so the dollars from that will go to the Nation Ford Land Trust to do what you do.
Correct. It can pay the executive director's salary. It can
pay for the
monitoring that has to be done on the properties. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? The easements?
Conservation easements.
Conservation
correct.
Easements. All right. So that's cool. So that's all done now. It's all dedicated in Murray White's name?
Yes, it is. It's done. And we're going to be putting that property into conservation easement as well. Now, we can't own our own conservation easement, so we're going to be partnering with a Catawba Lands Conservancy in Charlotte, who will actually own the easement on that property. We'll be the land owners. They will be the easement holders.
So they'll be the ones who come and inspect the property.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. But it's interesting that you can do, I guess, as long as you set the table at the beginning.
Yes.
And everybody knows what's going to be done.
Yes.
You can still qualify for that easement.
That's correct.
That's interesting.
Yep.
All right. So that's the Murray White property. Now you have another one. What's the other property?
Okay, just before the week before Christmas, we were able to obtain another easement, 450 acres along the Broad River in Hickory Grove area. It's the Smith Ford Farm area owned by the Hamricks, Joseph and Annie Laura Hamrick. And we've been working with them for about a year to get this conservation easement in place. We worked the York County Forever on this property. We worked with the South Carolina Conservation Bank to obtain the funds to make this project go. And this is a pretty exciting piece of property as well. It's a historic Smith Ford, which has been used by the ancient Indian tribes for thousands of years. It was used during the Revolutionary War. There's a wagon, old ancient wagon trail on the property. The Confederate soldiers who were with Jefferson Davis crossed on this ford. So it just got some pretty historic significance to us. We're excited about this property.
Now, when this easement is set up, because it has this historic value, that doesn't mean it's open to the general public to go walk through it, is it?
Well, no, it's not open for the general public, but the Hamricks will allow a couple of days' events, maybe through Winthrop University or events sponsored by Nationwide Land Trust to go on the property and have public access that way.
So when you set these easements up, do you have a mindset to try to open them up so that the public can go walk through the woods and experience nature and enjoy it?
Well, ideally that's the way you would like to set these up, but a lot of times it's just not practical. It's expensive to maintain trails on properties. You've got liabilities with the property owners and people coming onto their property, so those kind of issues have to be worked out. But for example, the Riverbend easement will allow trails. The Greenway allows walking trails, but for the most part, these easements are not open to the public.
But again, that goes back to square one when you're setting up this easement.
Correct.
Here's what I'd like to do with the property.
Correct.
And as long as you can check it off and it meets the requirements, I can go ahead and do that.
That's correct. And when we get monies from the South Carolina Conservation Bank, they pretty much insist that public access has to be made available in some fashion on these properties.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have all these easements, which is it's preserving the land, but unless there's an opportunity for the general public to benefit from that, the only person who's benefited is the landowner who's put the easement in place.
Well, you also get the benefit of having green space when you're driving down the highway. It's green. You don't have developments. You don't have school district taxes. I mean, there's lots of benefits to putting areas in green, not to mention that property values around all the easements go up as well.
Good point. And if you've ever driven down to Orlando, you'll know why you'd like to have easements with trees, because that's nothing but a piece of asphalt from one end to the other.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So to work these two, Smith Ford property, that took how long to put all that together?
That one took about a year. We also had to have a survey done on that property, and surveys can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. We had to have environmental study done on that property, and the two appraisals, of course, that have to be done.
And the environmental study is telling you what?
South Carolina Conservation Bank requires a phase one environmental audit to be done on all the properties that they bring into their portfolios. And the reason for that is they want to know that it's not a brown field or there's contaminated gasoline or groundwater contamination, things like that.
So most of these easements are put into the South Carolina Land Bank?
No.
No.
Only when we seek monies for them. And
okay,
we might go after one or two projects a year, but the majority are not included in the bank.
Well, Steve, this has been very interesting. I can't believe a half hour is up already, but congratulations on bringing in 5,000 acres. That's great.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Appreciate it.
Now the bar's been set.
Yeah. that's what my board has said. I don't know what we're going to do next year. We'll find out.
All right. We'll check in with you next year and
Good.
See how well you did.
Good.
Steve Hamilton, the Executive Director of the Nation Ford Land Trust, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, lots of people remember Substation 2, because here we are. This place is jammed today. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical formula that's still as strong as ever is is summarized in these magic words at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.